All right, moving on to item 13, miscellaneous staff report. Gail.
There's no staff report today.
All right, outside professionals reports. I don't see any outside professionals on our call. Moving on to trustee comments, item 13C. Are there any trustee comments?
I have some comments. Well, I have notes from the SECRS meeting.
All right.
Realizing this is everyone is anxious to finish. I'll make this as brief as possible. What can we learn from each other? These were the topic, the title for the hour presentations that I attend. And as I think I've commented in the past, what I try and capture is what I think would be of interest to us as a board. Number one, an insurance company is an institution which buys liabilities on purpose on which to make a profit. Thought an interesting description. The pension fund earnings that the speaker identified are now at about 3% annually. Obviously, we're doing far better. No perfect risk measure metric. The key metric that he identified is the funded percentage growing. We're also meeting that one. Look for investment ideas where the market is less efficient. Small caps are one. The emerging market debt and private debt are also now currently attractive. Second topic, second presentation, science of high-performing teams. One goal is to make a board a high-performing team. Talent does not by itself make that high-performing team. To make boards high-performing, the culture has to be changed if they're not. High-performing teams have three strong culture elements: common understanding, psychological safety, and a pro-social purpose. Some of the ways to gain more common understanding include share calendars and hold non-work conversations, which I assume we'll start doing more of once we're back meeting in person. Second, to improve psychological safety, treat conflict as collaboration, celebrate failures, and encourage dissent. And finally, to gain more pro-social purpose, rework tasks, connect with beneficiaries, share progress. Macroeconomic outlook, next topic. General prediction, interest rates will start to decline. I think that goes to some degree with what Scott Whelan was talking about this morning, with interest rates currently being at a transitional moment, not a permanent one. Key issue, issues, COVID, port congestion, labor shortages, i.e. truck drivers, China closing down manufacturing plants, less government spending. Vast majority of inflation would not be reduced by increasing interest rates. Not sure, again, our speaker, not sure we are on the right interest rate path, talking about the Fed. And finally, 42% of adults do not have a job, and labor participation rates are not improving. Next topic, transition to a low economy, carbon economy. ESG is something boards should consider as a part of their fiduciary responsibilities. Supports growth in funding new technologies to reduce carbon releases. Be careful of investing in emerging market green bonds. Be very cautious about investing in China. It is not a society of laws. I think Jerry commented on that this morning. Trends in urban real estate. COVID has not hurt multifamily real estate. Rather, it has added to supply shortfall. The major near-term challenge is affordability. The market is now seeing substantial rent increases. Finally, special purpose acquisition companies, SPACs. New SPACs have the potential to change how companies go public. They are entities that are founded by a sponsor, have no initial operations, raise capital through an IPO, and acquire a mid-sized non-public company. By the way, if you're not already familiar with them, that probably isn't enough to make it very plain. Private equity has lots of money in SPACs, so I assume some of our private equity does. Their assets range from $200 million to $500 million. SPACs typically have 24 months to find a deal and become a public operating company. There are currently 459 SPACs, and a SPAC only gets to acquire one company. And those are my notes. David and Mike were both at the meeting. Any additions to any of that or challenges in my note-taking?
No, that was great. Thank you for being there. There was also a talk on cryptocurrency that was more into the philosophy of, you know, why get involved in it. And the two people on the panel were pushing for inclusion by public pension plans. I think 80 to 90% of the audience didn't go along with that. they were saying that, well, if you're going to speculate on gold, then it's the same as speculating on crypto. And
no,
I don't know. Gold you can hold, crypto you can't. So
a little difference there.
I agree with David. I was hoping that it would be a little bit more basic because I know very little about the cryptocurrency, and I was hoping to be educated, and I really didn't feel like I was. I agree with David that it was more a push by the speakers to try to get you to initiate some investing. And I think Sackers needs to come back with the Bitcoin idea and give it back to us on a lower scale, something that starts us up from the bottom. And those of us that have no experience with it whatsoever, I think it would be very interesting.
Yeah, I'd like to know about the variety of crypto that's out there and what the applications are. So I know Bitcoin is the first one out there, but with Ethereum and others that are there, in the future, that's going to be more and more of a discussion of whether or not Cicera and other pension plans should be involved, but I think that's a ways off.
I think Mike's comment is very laudable, makes a lot of sense. I've now heard two presentations that are supposed to be dumbing down crypto. I didn't understand either one. So either it's just not dumb enough for me, or it's just way over my head.
No, it's just like people pitching penny stocks. They want you to buy them so that they can see their value go up and they can cash out. I mean, I think there's a method to keeping crypto mysterious and it's the wrong word, but they want it to be a thing without understanding what the thing is. Anyway, I'm not a crypto fan. You can have my Dogecoin, by the way. In any event, good reports from Sackers. Any other comments from trustees? Seeing none, we will move to adjournment. Candace, take care of what you need to take care of. I hope nothing is lost or irretrievable and that everybody's safe.
Clean up in aisle 9.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking forward to walking into my office, so should be interesting. Anyway, I'm sure they've cleaned it up, but I don't want to see what broke. But anyway,
you don't want to know, right? Exactly.
Okay, see you soon.
All right, I'm assuming
those attending the audit committee meeting can just stay online. Let me suggest there'd be a 5-minute break for personal purposes, and back here. Yeah.
Runs a tight ship.
Yeah.
Back here at 12:30.
Yeah, I apologize, John. I should have mentioned the audit committee was teed up for following. So everybody who's on the audit committee, and lunch will be brought in 5 minutes, and then you can start your meeting. So enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see y'all. We stand adjourned. See you later.
Have a nice Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yes. Like.